Welcome to the brand new Frank Reactions podcast. My name is Tema Frank, and this is our introductory episode, sort of episode 000, you could call it. In this episode, I want to just give you a little bit of background about me, why I'm doing this podcast, and where it'll go from here. So when I was a little kid, I've got to admit I was pretty opinionated, and my mother used to drive me crazy by saying whenever I tried to volunteer my opinion on something, "Tema, when we want your opinion, we'll give it to you." Well, maybe it's because of that and in reaction to that I grew up to be a writer, a consultant, a speaker, and a podcaster. And I'll be honest, my mother still doesn't always appreciate my opinions, but at least lots of you do. I've been working in the field of marketing for over 30 years with awesome clients like the Bank of America, Royal Bank of Canada, several government departments, big insurance companies, Travelocity, cruise ship centers, and many other organizations, both large and small, for-profit and not-for-profit. But let me tell you a little bit about how I got to where I'm at now. One day back in the mid-1990s, in the very earliest days of the internet, I had two little toddlers. I was living in downtown Toronto, didn't own a car, there was a snowstorm, my husband was away, and my children needed diapers. And I thought to myself, why can't I just order these online and have them delivered? Ever since then, I've focused on getting more and more companies selling online in a user-friendly way. In 2001, I set up a company called Web Mystery Shoppers. It was one of the world's first companies to do usability testing with a large sample of people, you know, up to 300 people at a time, giving feedback from their own computers, talking about what was frustrating them on the websites and how they could be made better. And really, it was a real game changer. It was quite controversial in the beginning. People thought, oh, that's not proper market research. But now it's almost become a standard approach to market research. It was going along fine, but not booming, because it was still very early days. In those days, most people were proud of themselves just for getting any website up. They didn't really care that much about whether it was great. And let me get now to the most painful part of my story. And that was in 2008. As you may recall, there was a big recession happening, especially in the United States, where most of my customers were. And I was looking at $100,000 to rebuild the software because it had become too out of date. I couldn't really justify it at that point. I just didn't have enough clients to afford that. And I made what was the stupidest decision of my life. I had a database of 75,000 people, mystery shoppers worldwide. And instead of finding a way to stay in touch with them, I felt like a failure. And so I sent all those 75,000 people a letter saying, "I'm really sorry I couldn't make a go of this company for you. Good luck." And I let them go. And I let that database go. Now, I kept the company open, sort of. I kept a web page up. But I said on the web page, "Look, I'm not actually running the company actively right now. If you want to give me your contact info, I'll keep it so that if a project comes up, I'll know about you. But don't count on it." I still have the company, and in fact, recently have started doing mystery shopping projects again. But I still warn people, it's not really a way to earn a steady income. And that is something important for you to know if you're thinking about doing that kind of work. But in the meantime, I've become more and more focused not just on the usability of websites, but the whole customer experience side of things. How can a company deliver on its marketing promises? I mean, you can promise the best customer service in the world, but if you don't have the systems in place, if you aren't treating your staff and suppliers right, if you're not putting yourself in your customer's shoes, you're not going to be able to deliver on that promise. And now with social media, if you're not delivering on your promise, people will find out really fast and it can kill your business. That brings me to this podcast. The goal of the Frank Reactions podcast is to help make your organization one of those greats, one of the ones that people look to as a role model when they think of how an organization ought to be, one that the best people want to work for, one that investors are eager to be a part of. I really believe that in this social and digital media era, the way to do that is to deliver consistently excellent and often outstanding customer experiences. And you can do that. This podcast looks at how you can do that, including the internal side of things, like How do you get marketing and sales and HR and operations and legal? How do you get the whole organization cooperating and pulling towards the same goal? How do you put in place feedback mechanisms so you know if things aren't going the way they should be? How do you get inside the heads of your potential customers and your actual customers and figure out what you can do that'll wow them? How do you overcome internal cynicism? I mean, in most organizations, staff have been through a lot of flavor of the month stuff. How do you convince them and have it actually be true that this isn't just flavor of the month? How do you start and manage change in an organization that has a long, long history of doing things in a very traditional way? Over the next 2 weeks, I will be issuing an episode every day. Now, the first 14 episodes are actually some of the customer experience related episodes from my previous podcast, the Frank Online Marketing Show. So if you've already been a regular listener of that show, feel free to skip ahead to episode 15 of Frank Reactions, which I will also release today right away, just in case you've already heard those other episodes. But if you haven't heard them, I really think you'll find it's worth your while. The people who I've interviewed on those episodes really know their stuff. They include people like Carrie Bodine, who is the co-author of the excellent book Inside Out, The Power of Putting Customers at the Center of Your Business. Mary Miller, who owns a successful janitorial services company in Minneapolis, who realized that, as she puts it, nobody grows up wanting to be a janitor, and set up what she calls the Dream Manager program that helps employees have and realize their big dreams, and ultimately even work their way out of the company. And ironically, doing that has led to lower turnover, outstanding customer service, and a very profitable business. Another one that you'll see in there is Peter Aceto, who's also known as the social CEO of a big bank, who's overcome the fear of making a mistake on social media and has used his social media presence to really help build his company's brand in a very positive way. And a whole bunch of other consultants and official experts, as well as those hands-on folks in the trenches who are working to improve the companies that they are in. Lots of great stuff in there. After these first 2 weeks, I will go back to releasing one episode every 2 weeks. Love to do them more often, at least once a week, but I'm also writing a book right now called People Shock: Why Humans Matter More Than Ever in the Social Era and How That Changes Your Business. And I just can't get enough written if I'm spending a day a week working on a podcast. So maybe once the book is ready to go to the printers, we'll go up again to one a week. But in the meantime, it'll be one every 2 weeks, except for this first daily process. Each episode is about 30 to 45 minutes long, which I realize is a bit on the long side, and I'm putting together highlights reels, so if you don't have time to listen to the whole thing, you can at least get some of the highlights. But if you do have time while you're driving or exercising or walking the dog or whatever, I'd really recommend that you take the time. I think you'll find it worth your while. I always tell my clients that getting feedback and opinions from their audience is key, and I feel the same way. So I really hope that you'll give me lots of feedback on this journey. Now, if you're not in front of your computer, you might not remember this, but just in case, you can always reach me by email, Tema, T-E-M as in marketing, A, at frankreactions.com. You can call me toll-free at 1-866-544-9262. You can reach me on Twitter. It's just at Tema Frank, on LinkedIn, on Facebook, whatever. And if you don't remember any of that, just remember to visit frankreactions.com and you'll find a lot of that same information. I'd also be incredibly grateful if you would subscribe to the podcast if you've listened to it and agree that it's worth your while, and if you'd post ratings and reviews for me on iTunes. The reason I want your feedback is because if it isn't helping you, it isn't good enough. That's the whole point of this podcast, to help you and your organization become better. That's it for episode 000. Now, if you go over to iTunes or Stitcher, if that's not how you already came across this, you will see the first couple of episodes. And as I say, there will be one a day for the next 14 days, and then it'll be one every 2 weeks. And I really hope to hear from you. Enjoy.